Caroline says that my impression of Gina De Campo sounds like the Count of Sesame Street. Yes. Nob nob. All right, Adele. All right, Adele, calm down.
Nob nob.
Yeah.
Nob nob.
Do they still have the Count on Sesame Street?
No. I haven't seen Sesame Street for years.
Mm.
What's your favourite Sesame Street song? Mine, of course, is the number song.
How's that go?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It's my favourite one.
I don't really know.
And, of course, Rubber Ducky.
How's that go?
Rubber Ducky, you're the one.
You
make bath times lots of fun.
No, put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone, which we... You remember that one?
Don't remember that one.
Yeah. I've got it upstairs on a cassette somewhere, Sesame Street Fever, the album.
On a cassette?
Yeah.
Yes.
C is for cookie. It has Rubber Ducky.
What about Dunky Dunky Hop Hop?
Put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone. It's got Paul Simon in it and and his mates.
I don't know.
Yeah.
What are you looking for, Freya?
I'm looking to see if the Count's still on. And he is.
On Sesame Street?
Yeah.
There you are.
We should see it more often, shouldn't we? We're out of touch.
Mm.
Dunky Dunky.
What about Mr. Snuffleupagus? That was weird, wasn't it? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
He was very nasal, wasn't he? Was that him?
He's like an imaginary, like... thing.
Yeah.
He was what, Dave?
He was imaginary.
He wasn't.
He was.
He was real.
Really?
Mr. Snuffleupagus, wasn't he like part of someone's...
He was a mammoth, wasn't he?
Yeah, wasn't he like an imaginary mammoth or something?
What, the only Big Bird could see?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought everyone could see. I could see him.
Well, I know, but...
Maybe I'm more in tune with Big Bird than I thought.
Yeah.
Who lived in the bins? Is that Grouch?
Oscar the Grouch,
yeah.
Come on, get with it.
Yeah.
Get with your Sesame Street characters, will you?
It's the 90s.
And there's a new Muppet movie coming out. I'm very excited.
I love the Muppets.
Yeah.
And the good thing now is that when you've got kids, you've actually got an excuse to watch it all over again.
There you are, you see? Perfect. If I could find the Muppet Show theme tune, would you like to have a listen to it?
Yes, please.
That put a smile on your face?
Yeah, of course it would.
All right. Well, I can do it really quietly without anybody noticing that. I'm putting the CD in the machine.
Yeah, we can't hear you do that.
Five and then pressing play. Hob hob.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show!
Now, if I was in my car driving to work stuck in traffic, I'd be loving this now. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Turn the radio up, wind your windows down, get your heating on, and see if we can blast this theme tune through traffic jams all over the UK.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show!
Beautiful. Finish. Come on.
But now let's get things started on the most
sensational, inspirational, celebrational, Muppetational. This is what we call the Muppet Show.
And from that lovely moment to Freya, who's sitting here next to me googling Mr. Snuffleupagus.
Oh, really? Oh, don't forget as well, remember there was Sam the Eagle as well, you know, the blue one that looks like Arsene Wenger.
He's never in Sesame Street.
Was he not?
Was only in the Muppet Show.
Can I just correct myself from earlier, because he wasn't a mammoth, he was a Snuffleupagus.
Yes.
Which, of course, is a creature.
Embarrassed yourself there, Freya.
Were they not related to the mammoth or the Snuffleupagus?
It was also his surname. He was Mr.
Was he a figment of Big Bird's imagination or not, though?
No, he wasn't.
No. Really?
He was his best friend.
I thought he was. I thought he was an imagined...
Oh, he's his best friend.
Yeah, and he knew him affectionately as Bird.
Oh, not even Big.
Yeah.
He dropped the Big.
He what?
Dropped the Big.
Knob, knob.
All right, stop it now. I think it's yours. A lot of people loving the Muppet theme tune, by the way. So much so, I might play it again after the news.
Listen, watch, share.
This is BBC.
A ridiculous amount of people getting very excited by the Muppet theme tune that we just played. And many people doing what I asked, which is wind down the window of the car and play it very loud while you're stuck in traffic. So here comes some text messages. Brilliant. A guy in a Bentley next to me is singing away to the Muppet theme tune, says Debs. Bolton. Sharon in Nottingham said they should open Strictly Come Dancing with a Muppet theme tune and Lennon Craig with the old men on the balcony.
They should do, that'd be brilliant.
Just seen a man in a top of the range BMW singing away to the Muppet song on the M27 in Portsmouth, says Claire. Nice one, Claire. I just embarrassed the kids very much with the Muppet show and loud windows open, me and the wife singing, and to finish, full jazz hands. We just got some very strange looks from passers-by while stuck in traffic near Denby Dales. This is Jeremy from Portsmouth. Good morning, Jeremy. Blasted the Muppets out whilst driving in Somerset. Much awesomeness, says Allard in Somerset. Sat in the traffic in the centre of Birmingham and it just made my day. Not that you just played it, but so did the car next to me. We went down our windows and blasted it out. Pedestrians are very confused. And Joe from Stratford-upon-Avon has sent a picture of the Sesame Street cupcakes that they've made. They are amazing.
Let's have a look. Blow that picture up.
Amazing.
Wow.
Look at these.
They're incredible.
These are Sesame Street cupcakes.
Oh, wow.
Wow. They are.
Right?
They are good.
So you've got Oscar the Grouch, you've got Elmo, you've got Big Bird, and they've done Cookie Monster, you know, because he's got boggly eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the mouth is a half a cookie. Brilliant. In its mouth, sticking out.
Hey, you've got to get them for your next party.
Oh. Joe, you're doing it. If we do a Christmas party, can you do some Sesame Street cupcakes, please?
They're brilliant.
Mm. I'm going to print that text off.
I love that, though. You know when you're stuck in traffic and then suddenly everybody's listening to the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which must happen, not that we've ever experienced it, but it must happen with McFly Day and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're going to do the Muppet theme tune again. So if you are stuck in traffic, stick a heater on. What I do is I like to put the heater on towards my feet and then wind the window down.
Till the hot air rises.
You like that?
Up your legs.
Excuse me. Up your legs.
Up your legs.
Whoa. Don't fall out.
So if you're in traffic, wind your windows down, turn it up as loud as you can, have a little look round. If you've got a passenger with you, they can do it. So have a little look round, see if anyone else is listening. Give him a little eye raise.
Little thumbs up.
Raise and go, you're listening. Mm. Hey, you're listening. Oh, yeah, you're right. We have the Muppets, yeah? Thank you. So we'll play the Muppet theme tune again. I want everybody singing along, waving their arms all over the place, beeping their horns and playing it as loud as they can. Are you ready? In Trevor Jams all over the UK. And if you hear it, text in and let me know. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show.
Beautiful. You know, we're talking about the Muppets and we're talking about Sesame Street.
Yes.
So a few things have happened. Loads of people have started sending us photos of Muppet stroke Sesame Street cakes and cookies.
I didn't realise that they were...
Cupcakes.
I didn't realise they were so popular, Muppet and Sesame Street themed food.
These Sesame Street cupcakes are amazing.
Yeah, they're superb.
Someone sent us a picture of an animal cake. Katie's done it.
Animal was brilliant.
She made for her friend's 28th birthday. It's really
I've got
really
an animal
good.
Puppet somewhere.
What?
I've got an animal puppet somewhere.
Well, I made my own Whatnot. When you go to New York, you can make your own Whatnot at the Muppet Workshop.
Yeah, yeah.
A Whatnot is an extra in the Muppets. So when you watch the Muppets and there's like a Muppet in the background, they're called Whatnots and you can make your own.
Any colours, any design, anything?
Pretty much. There's like a few templates and then you build it all up. And I did it like a child. And he was out the other day, Bernie.
Oh, was he?
He's called Bernie.
Oh, and hasn't Rick from Online got one as
Rick
well?
Rick from Online's got one. Sam, our old producer's got one.
Yeah.
She's got one as well.
You can all meet up and do
and now I've mentioned
business.
It, you watch all the photos of Whatnot start coming in. People are going to send us a picture of their Muppet. People are very proud of them.
See, when you say send us a picture of your Whatnots, it sounds wrong, but genuinely, it's all right. We're not asking for anything weird.
Send us a picture of your Whatnot.
Yeah.
8-1-1-9. Mm. Thanks. Anyway, the song that I was talking about, I was saying, I remember Sesame Street. I remember the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7 8, 9, 10, 10, 11, 12. That song. And then there was also Put Down the Ducky. Now, let me tell you what Put Down the Ducky is all about. I thought I'd played this before, but you don't remember this, do you?
I don't. I remember Rubber Ducky, and I remember See Is for Cookie, and other ones from the album that I have, but not this.
Ernie, as in Bert and Ernie.
Yeah.
Hey, Bert. He plays a saxophone.
He does.
But also, he loves his rubber duck.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is he's got his rubber duck in his left hand and he's holding the saxophone with his left and his right hand.
In the bath.
So when he, well, no, anywhere.
Oh, right.
So when he goes to play the saxophone, because his rubber ducky is in his left hand,
sure.
When he goes to play, it squeaks, his rubber duck squeaks.
Ah, I see. So he needs to put down the ducky.
If you want to play the saxophone, yeah.
Right.
So he goes to the Sesame Street band and he says, I've got a problem. I can't play the saxophone because it keeps squeaking. Mm. It doesn't play properly.
I've got
squeaks.
A duck in my hand.
And the man says, well, that's because you've got your rubber ducky in your hand. And you've got to put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone.
It's good advice.
If I play this, it will be stuck in your head all day. So it's the Muppet Show band with Ernie.
Mm.
With his saxophone and his rubber ducky. Then after a while, there's a load of cameos from people like John Candy. It's really old.
Mm.
Couple of Mets players. Paul Simon.
Who was in all of those things, wasn't he?
And they're all really desperate to help Ernie put down the ducky and let him play the saxophone. Would you like to hear it?
We'd love to hear it.
I'll be in your head all day. Here it is, then.
We're going to hear from a dude who is truly cool and very fresh. But he's got a little problem that he wants to lay on us.
By the way, Gary, if you're still listening, can we do this tomorrow night at the MEN in Manchester?
Come in, Ernie.
Here we go, come on!
Excuse me, Mr. Hoots, I hate to bug a busy bird, but I want to learn the sax, and I need a helpful word. I always get a silly squeak when I play the blues.
To keep you cool, I'll teach you how to blow the sax. I think I dig your problem. It's rubber and it quacks. You'll never find the skill you seek till you pay your dues. You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone. You gotta put down the ducky. Put down the ducky. Put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone. You didn't hear a word I said. You gotta get it through your head. Don't be a stubborn cluck. Ernie, lay aside.
Hey, no study.
I learned a thing or two from years of playing in a band. It's hard to play a saxophone with something in your hand. To be a fine musician, you're gonna have to face the facts.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Gotta leave the duck alone. You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
Put down the ducky.
Put down that ducky.
Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
Pee Wee Herman.
You gotta put down the ducky.
All the way up the M6, I think, today. That's gonna be in my head.
Oh, yeah.
Guaranteed.
Don't have to put it on a train.
Train.
Don't have to wash it down the drain.
Drain.
Don't have to lock it in a drawer.
Drawer.
Don't have to shove it out the door. Don't have to stuff it in your pocket.
Pocket.
Or send it flying in a rocket.
Yeah.
Don't have to get it out of town. Earn it, put the quacker down.
Suelta el patico.
Oh, yeah.
Put down that ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yes, you've got to leave the duck alone.
British people,
hello.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Paul Simon!
Suelta el patico.
That's not Paul Simon.
You gotta put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
Oh, yes, come on.
Come on, put down that ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky, duck, ducky.
Put down the ducky, you gotta leave
Danny
the
DeVito.
Duck alone.
Is that who it is? Yeah.
You gotta put down the ducky,
put down the ducky,
put down the ducky,
put down the ducky,
put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone.
Oh, geez. You know, I really love my ducky. I can't bear to part with him.
Well, you don't have to lose your duck. You can pick it up when you finish.
I can?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's out flock. Now he's playing. Because he's put down the ducky, Dave.
Gaga could do this, couldn't she?
Yeah.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put it down.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
Put down the ducky.
Put down that ducky.
All day today.
Put down the ducky if you wanna play the saxophone. One more time. Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put it down.
Put down the ducky and you gotta leave the duck alone. Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
I said, put it down. Put down the ducky if you wanna play. Yeah.
There you are.
Here's a nice text.
Gary's replied, by the way.
Has he?
You know, I said, can we do it tomorrow? Yep. He's replied.
Saying?
No.
There's a text says roadworks all the way through Liverpool, all the usual idiots trying to cut you up in traffic, one JCB and now school traffic, all forgotten due to Muppets madness. Thank you very much. Says Dr. Mark.
Yeah, welcome. See, children in need should be an excuse for everybody to be children for a week.
It's nice to have the Muppets back.
Yeah. Right, let's do Tedious Link. Very jealous of Vernon Kaye.
What's he got?
Well, I can't say that on the air, but...
No. I mean... What in particular are you jealous of?
He sent me some pictures of him with Bert from Bert and Ernie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he's got, it's Bert, him and Ernie, and him and Big Bird.
Where?
I don't know, but you've never seen Vernon look happier ever.
Let's have a look.
His picture of him and Big Bird is class.
That is amazing.
Look how happy he looks. Great. Chris, this is some of our footy mates and our Christmas do. There's about 30 of us in total, all dressed up, and they're all dressed up as like Sesame Street characters. Nice. I think there's one of them dressed as Rolf from The Muppet Show.
Which one was Rolf? Did he play something? He played piano, didn't he?
Yeah, it was a dog, wasn't he? So we played Put Down the Ducky, which has pleased me immensely, obviously, on National Radio 1. 8:08 in the morning. What was the song that you liked, Dave?
I'm a big fan of See Is for Cookie.
Now, tell us about that song.
Well... This song features
this
on...
It's like Desert Island Discs.
Absolutely. This song features on one of the first albums that I was ever bought.
Right.
It was for my birthday many years ago. It was called Sesame Street Fever.
Yes.
And featured various different hits, including Rubber Ducky,
mm-hmm.
And also See Is for Cookie.
Right.
And I don't know whether this was ever released as a single.
Right.
But it was certainly one of the highlights for me musically.
Right.
In my early...
Is this an inspiration for your musical band Folk Face?
In many ways, because I think that you are inspired and influenced by all the things that you listen to growing up, and certainly you couldn't discount this track from some of the work that myself and Dom now do.
David is texting saying, you're talking about a picture of Vernon and Big Bird, she's called Tess. She is indeed a big bird. She's a tall lass, as our Tess.
Especially in heels as well.
All right, well, for those of you who want to hear C is for Cookie...
Now, what starts with the letter C?
Do you remember how it goes?
C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me. C... Yeah, it goes on like that.
Cookie starts with C. Cookie. Let's think of other things that starts with C.
Yeah.
Who cares about other things? C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for Cookie, that's good enough for me.
Nice.
C is for kookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, kookie, 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 starts with C.
Great.
Oh, C is for kookie, that's good enough for me.
Gary Barlow's text back saying he'll do this.
Cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for kookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, kookie, 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 starts with C.
All right, I'm getting
you know
it.
What? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C.
Yes.
A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie.
It's not.
Or the moon sometimes looks like a C,
but
you can't eat that.
No,
he's so
not.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me.
Yes.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me.
Oh,
cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Yeah! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Oh, boy! Cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Now, if Coldplay did that at the end of the Children Need gig, boom, beautiful.
It'd be brilliant. C is for Coldplay.
Okay, so had a great show tonight. Thanks very much. It's all for Children in Need. I want to get Gary and Pudsey on, and we want to do C's for Cookie. Okay, so.
Coldplay, Coldplay, Coldplay starts with C.
Can you imagine?
Now, what starts with the letter C?
Okay, so.
Coldplay, conservation. consideration. compassion.
Okay, so we've been touring the world, obviously. We're Coldplay and
creativity.
Want to ask you a quick question? What word starts with C? That's right, cookie. Okay, take it away. We want to bring Pudsey up on stage for this. Aye, aye, Pudsey. Little joke there. No offence to anybody with eye deficiencies or cataracts. Okay, here we go. Oh dear, I hope Chris Martin's not listening.
Yeah. Oh, it's fine, he's got kids, he'll understand.
You know, this is one of Apple's favourite songs. C is for Cookie. 2, 3, 4.
Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things?
Okay, C is for Cookie.
That's good enough
for me.
C is for cookie. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me.
Whoa, cookie, 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 cookie.
C. Okay, thank you. Bye bye.
The concert is tomorrow night. It's on BBC One. It's on Radio One. It starts at 8 o'clock. Do not miss it. It's all for Children in Need. Friends.